Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. For some reason, I could not find the order that I placed. So they're sending me to, I guess, a different department that can help me.
Okay, you said that you couldn't find the order that you placed.
Sorry, not me. You guys can't find the order. So I usually have a 6 month delivery, and then so my last order was back in December of last year, and then so I supposed to have a new another shipment in May, which I didn't get, and then because my credit card I have a new credit card, so that credit card on file didn't work. So I called on May 20th to update my credit card, and I still have didn't receive anything. And then so I called. I'm sorry, not May. Yes, no, sorry. Yes, I was right. May. And then I called again in June 2nd, notifying that I have not received the order after I update my card on May 20th. And then, so I'm following up from my last conversation from June 2nd. But whomever I spoke with today could not find those orders.
Okay, if I could please have your name.
Sure, it's Imelda, IM, as in Mary, EL, D as in David, A, and my last name is S as in Sam, A. S in Sam, T as in Tom, R A W I N S in Nancy, A T A.
Okay. Do you go by another name?
Either that or Christian, my husband's name, Christian, Christian, A-N. Last name's Lee, Lie.
Okay. I think that's that's probably the problem there. It's under his name, and for security purposes, if you'd verify your address.
17890 Bella Colina Place, Riverside, California, 92508.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Excuse me. So I've gotten your account pulled up, and it is whenever you call in again, it's under your husband's name, and it is showing your
Okay.
address. And it does show that for the Omax 3 Ultra
The
Pure,
6 month supply.
yeah, it shows that the attempt to bill for it, it did
Correct.
not go through.
Correct. So I called on May 20th to update the new card, and then I call again. Because I didn't get it. It's been like, what, 12 days? So May 2nd, I called again. They said, "Oh, don't worry. It's gonna show. It's already been updated, the card." But however, now I'm calling again on the 7th because I still haven't received it, and then my card hasn't been built.
All right, so it shows here a visa that ends in 6132 expires 324. Is that the correct card number?
No, that's the wrong one. So somebody else uses my credit card, and then so they gave me a new card.
Okay, so let me.
And I gave my new card twice on May 20th and on June 2nd. So.
Okay, 6132. Let me now there's a Visa card that's loaded that ends in 0878. It expires
That's the
324.
correct one.
That's the correct one. Okay.
That's the new
So,
one, correct.
all right. And whose name is on that card?
Imelda Sastrawinata. It's
Okay.
my name.
Yes, ma'am, if you could please spell that.
It's IM as in Mary, EL as in Lola, D as in David, A, and my last name is S as in Sam. A, S as in Sam, TS and Tom, R-A-W-I, N as in Nancy, A, TS and Tom, A.
Okay, and I thank you for that. And for your address, the shipping and billing is...
Same address.
Okay.
One, yes. Christian Lee is my husband. That my last name, I just kept my maiden name.
Okay.
Yes.
And if I can also get the security code?
It's 343.
Okay, 343.
Yeah, when I called twice, they told me, oh, we're going to bill $156.60. And I still haven't...
Okay, let me do a resubmit.
Sure. Is there a way that you can get it expedited? Because, and to earlier, I've been on the phone for like 45 minutes, actually. Oh, no, sorry, 37 minutes. And then they couldn't find me, so they have to transfer me to your department. Is this a different number that I need to be calling?
Actually, it's not, and it's a in-office or within the company type transfer, so it's not a external customer service number. It'd be the same one.
Okay, but she couldn't find me at all. So I don't know. And I gave my husband's number, my name,
okay,
all of the emails. She's like, we have not got any order from you since 2019. And I'm like, are you sure? We've been ordering since 2015. Because, you know, I have my record here.
Okay.
So, but you're able to find me just fine.
I actually did. And I asked, actually, the quickest way that I did it was I used the number that you called in on.
Oh, my phone number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I actually used them that you called in on, and then it showed your husband's name. That's why I asked if you went by any other name. But then it shows in your account, in the account mm-hmm. notes, it shows your name. But your husband's name is on the account as Christian.
Yes.
And the last name is L-I-E.
Correct.
So if that helps, it does show his first and last name and your zip code, 92508. And,
I don't know what happened. So it's under his name,
mm-hmm.
and then and the phone number. It's under that's my cell phone number. The 2641262.
Okay.
Okay. Because the credit card, it's always under my name. Because initially
okay.
he the one that ordered it. That's why we just left his account number name under his name.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, that is how it's listed, but the new card info was put in there, but perhaps when the system was built, it was just probably trying to build the wrong card, but it's built
okay.
to the correct card now, and we can't expedite in the call center, but your order is ship ready, which means within
okay.
24 hours, it should have a tracking number. And
okay.
you were billed.
Okay, see, now you charged it. Okay, I see that.
Okay.
See, because I've been calling the last two times. I said, you know what? I didn't see it because, you know, it should say on pending, right, if it's being billed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, no. And then they're like, okay, well, wait one day. Wait a couple days. And I'm like, I've been waiting since, like, May 20th. I'm like, what is going on? So I guess they just never put it on the correct credit card.
Okay, I do apologize.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it does show your card information was loaded because I didn't have to put it
okay.
in, but I just had to choose the correct one there.
Correct one. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So my next shipment would be in 6 months from now. When will I, when will it be the next shipment?
Let's see. And it should be in December.
December.
I have
December
to guess 7th. And say, yeah, I have to guess to say it's around the 7th or the 8th, since some months have the 31 days and some have the 30 days. So it will
okay.
be somewhere in the system wants, let's see. Yeah, once the system actually finishes processing that, it has processed it, but the system doesn't have the updated date yet. So perhaps after the shipment actually goes out, then the system will show the updated date for the next shipment. But it doesn't show
okay.
it yet.
For the next shipment, should I call again, or it should, or do you have to click the correct? Can you just delete the other credit card?
Actually, with some of the things with company policy, we can't delete them out, but the system won't go back to the old card. It's saved in there. That new profile for your card information is saved in, so it'll automatically build the new card info. The only thing that you need to do is the website is kind of built in where if a customer's card is reaching the expiration, they'll get a notification. But in the call center, we don't have anything set up for that yet. So you just have to kind of keep in mind if you get a new card or if that one is going to expire, to remember to call in to get it updated first, because the system doesn't have a way to push out a notification for that yet.
Do you have any other promotion going on?
What product are you thinking about?
The same product, but because I'm kind of behind, I might need a little bit more, but I don't think I want to order. I guess what would be the most cost-effective way that you have?
Oh, you're trying to get a lower price for the six-month subscription?
Sure, if there's other options.
Okay. Let's see. Well, let's see. It shows that you're currently at the 144.
Yes.
But let's see. Why does that? Oh, I see why. I was going to say you're at the lowest price for the six-month subscription, but I see that you have to pay tax because of your state. So that part we wouldn't be able to get around. But, yeah, for the six-month subscription, the $144 is the best price for it.
Okay, then. And then also I want to know, like, for the six-month subscription, can I get, like, if I want to order, let's see, for another 6 months, but I don't want to continue the subscription. Like, I just want to have an extra supply. How does that work? Like, I just need to cancel it, or?
Okay, maybe it's late in the evening. Run that by me again. You're not wanting to continue the subscription, but you want an extra supply, or you want to double it.
Yeah, yes, I want to double it, but I don't want to double it forever. I just need to double it for this time, for just one. But I don't want to have two 6 month subscription like forever. I just want to double it one time, and then
Okay, yeah, you can call us in and we can make sure that you get two quantities.
And then just cancel one subscription and keep the other one.
It can be done that way as well. Probably the less confusing might be to put in the two quantities. You want to do that for next time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In December, probably.
Oh, okay. So I can do, no, like if I want to do it like right now, like I just want to get another 6 month supply, but I don't want to continue that subscription for December, you know, like,
so I just
need to cancel prior to the 6 months, right?
Okay. So really you just want a one-time shipment?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. Uh-huh.
Let's see what. Sometimes it's
or
one-time
what is the
shipments
price on that?
Yeah, one-time shipments, the prices are usually different. So So let's see. Yeah, I'm sorry. I processed it so fast. I could have just done two of that one.
Oh, no worries.
But I wouldn't be able to go back in.
But even if you process two, would this shipping fee be, it's still going to be, oh, there's no shipping fee, but just a, it makes no difference anyway, right? Tax-wise, it's the same.
Yeah, California would still get their portion of the tax.
Where are you guys located?
I'm in Alabama. We're in the customer services in Alabama. The fulfillment center is in Maine, and the corporate office is in California. Where you are?
Oh, okay.
Well, not
California.
In your city. Yeah.
Yes. Wow, you guys are everywhere.
Spread out.
Spread out. Like, my goodness.
All right. So, where is the 6 month one time? That's a sub. That's a sub. Well, I'm sure that we have a 6 month sub. Let's see. That's 3 months, 6 months sub. Well, what I can do, I'm not finding the 6 months sub. I guess what I could do is I can process another one and we can close it out before you get billed again, because I'm not finding. We can try doing it that way, because I'm not finding the one-time shipment. I thought we had one.
Would that still be the same price?
Yeah, it'll be another 150. Let's see. What did I just process for you? 156?
Yes, 156.60.
Yep, it'll be another 156.60. All right. So
okay.
You want to do that?
Sure. You know what? Maybe I'll just wait then.
Okay.
But
do you receive that?
You know what? You know what? It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and I'll just order it.
Okay.
Because I just want to, just in case, you know, like, the only thing though, like with the OMAX, I noticed though, like the expiration date, can I request for a longer one? Because the thing is, like, when I order like two, like the expiration is not like a year. It's only good for 6 months, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That was my only concern. Because if I'm not using it, then the other six boxes or five boxes will expire, you know?
Okay. You have
is
two
options. Is that still the case?
Yeah, you have two options because they ship from batches. So within the batches, all of those probably have the same date. You have the option of ordering. Now, these can be put in the freezer. Some people may not want to freeze theirs. You can freeze it. I'm not sure if any of them actually burst or not. Or you can just wait and a little later in the year and order another 6 months supply, maybe a few months from now. Because I can't, since we're not in fulfillment, I can't tell you how much. It probably depends on the demand or the orders, how much is shipped from a batch.
I see. Yeah, because I notice it's always like that. So if I order like three sets, or I mean like two sets or whatnot, it's always expired within that time. And I'm like, oh, because the mainly that uses it, it's my son. The rest of us, we're so bad. We're not very regular, you know. Like with him, he's always, because I hand him his pills, so he always takes them. But the rest of us, we're just very bad. So that's why I'm like, but then they expired. Okay, I guess I'll just order later then.
Yeah, you can try
and
doing
like maybe
that.
Maybe in 3 months.
Right.
I'll just order in 3 months, so then we have extra. Okay. Thank you so much for your help, ma'am. I really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Is there anything else that you or your family are needing today? Maybe probiotics that help with digestion?
No, we got that one already.
Already
Thank
got
you
that?
So much.
Well,
yes.
You're welcome.
Thank
Is there
you.
Anything else?
No, that would be all. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Bye-bye. Ma'am. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.